Welcome back to the Divine Office. We're going to have some special prayers again for Oscar, and mostly just the regular office of morning prayer. As we prepare our last few days of preparation before the Great Lent, most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and purify us and the whole world. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hands. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who is not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hands. Hand. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of Glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Hark the loud celestial hymn. Angel choirs above are raising. Cherubim and seraphim in unceasing choir praising. Fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Antiphon 1. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. Psalm 119, segments. Just one segment of it. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, we want to pray for everything that we should, everything we would like to ask for, to the Father. Hail Mary, with Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, every part of humanity. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me. Prayer is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 9. Lord, give me wisdom. I will inspire you with wisdom, which your adversities will be unable to resist. Luke 21:15 is the verse that's supposed to pick us up into the story of the gospel and help us learn how to pray this way. God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart. Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children. For I am your servant, the son of your handmaiden, a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem. Now with you is wisdom, who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is comfortable with your commands. Send her forth from your glory, your holy heavens, and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, and that I may know what is your pleasure. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Holy Spirit, descend upon us, make us wise, that we too may have your word richly dwelling in us, and we also may have wisdom to understand our church and its situations at this time. In honor of Mary's gifts from God, the Holy Spirit, pray for all the intentions that we need to pray for. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of your great of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me. The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. Psalm 117. Praise for God's loving compassion. I affirm that the Gentile peoples are to praise God because of his mercy. Romans 15:8-9. Psalm 117 is just two verses. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from Christ, her Savior and ours, the Divine Son made man, we pray for your help. We pray for your deliverance. We pray that we may be a healed church that is renewed and able to evangelize with power and credibility. We pray for Oscar's, for the repose of his soul. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. Now we're going to pray, or rather read, the reading from the Office of Readings. So this is one of our last readings. I think it is our last reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 11, 7 through 12, 14, Thoughts on Old Age, is the caption. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him, as he enjoys them all, remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that is to come is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, while you are young, and let your heart be glad in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, the vision of your eyes. Yet understand that as regards all this, God will bring you to judgment. Ward off grief from your heart, and put away trouble from your presence. Through the dawn of youth is fleeting. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the years approach of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Before the sun is darkened, and the light and the moons and the stars, the moon and the stars, while the clouds return after the rain, when the guardians of the house tremble, and the strong men are bent, and the grinders are idle because they are few, and they who look through the windows grow blind, when the doors to the street are shut, and the sound of the mill is low, when one waits for the chirp of a bird, but all the daughters of song are suppressed, and one fears heights and perils in the street, when the almond tree blooms, and the locust grows sluggish, and the carper berry is without effect, because man goes to his lasting home, and mourners grow about the streets before the silver cord is snapped and the golden bowl is broken and the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the broken pulley falls into the well and the dust returns to the earth as it once was and the life breath returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all things are vanities. Our vanity, besides being wise, the preacher taught the people knowledge and weighed, scrutinized, and arranged many proverbs. The preacher sought to find pleasing sayings and to write down true sayings with precision. The sayings of the wise are like goads, like fixed spikes, are the topics given by one collector. As to more than these, my son, beware of the making of many books, there is no end, and in much study there is weariness for the flesh. The last word, when it is heard, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all, because God will bring to judgment every work, with all its hidden qualities, whether good or bad. Responsory prayer is taken from two different psalms. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this very day I proclaim your marvelous works. Do not abandon me in my old age. Your presence fills me with joy, and everlasting pleasures are at your right hand. Do not abandon me in my old age. That's a good one for all of us who have aging parents, or even for the Pope to pray on his behalf there. Our second reading, which we'll read in place of a homily, is from the tradition of the Church, and it's from a commentary on Ecclesiastic by St. Gregory of Egrantium. Approach the Lord and receive his light. In the words of Ecclesiastics, light itself is delightful, and it is a great boon for the eye to have light of the sun. Devoid of light, the world would be without beauty, and life would be pointless. That is why Moses, who saw God, said in anticipation, and God saw the light, and said that it was good. To reflect on the true and eternal light is even more fitting for us. This light is Christ, who enlightens every man who comes into the world, the Savior and Redeemer of the world. He is the one who became man and sank into the very depths of the human condition. As David says, sing to God a hymn to his name. Make a highway for him who rises to the west. His name is the Lord. Rejoice before him. This light he called delightful and foretold that it would be good to see the Son of Glory. In the days of his incarnation, he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will possess the light of life. On another occasion, he said, this is the judgment. The light has come into the world. Sunlight, then, is a symbol. What we see with our eyes foretells the coming of the Son of Justice. He was a most delightful light to those who were worthy to be instructed by him personally. He was also a radiance to those who saw him with their bodily eyes when he lived on earth as a man among men. It was not just any man they saw, for he was true God. He made the blind see, the lame walk, and the deaf hear. He cleansed the lepers, and by a simple command he raised the dead back to life. Now it is our supreme delight to behold him and contemplate his divine splendor with the eyes of our spirit. When we participate in and associate with that beauty, we are enlightened and adorned, and this is our delight. We take delight in being saturated with the sweetness of the Spirit, in being clothed in holiness, in achieving wisdom. Finally, we are filled with a joy that comes from God and endures through all the days of our earthly life. In the wise words of Ecclesiastes, a man may live for many years, but he will experience happiness throughout his days. For all who gaze upon the Son of Justice, he is their supreme delight. David spoke of them. Let them be joyful before God and be jubilant with joy. Indeed, he even said, rejoice in the Lord, you who are just, for praise befits those who are upright. Responsory prayer. Join with me in glorifying God. Let us praise his name together. Look to him and be radiant with joy. May your faces never be ashamed. God has made us worthy to share the lot of his saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Look to him and be radiant with joy. May your faces never be ashamed. Now we're just going to continue with morning prayer, taking our antiphon for the canticle of Zechariah from the office for the dead. Again, because of my neighbor Oscar's untimely passing, shocking passing. I am the resurrection, I am the life. To believe in me means life in spite of death, and all who believe and live in me shall never die. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection, I am the life. To believe in me means life in spite of death, and all who believe and live in me shall never die. Intercessions. Let us pray to the all-powerful Father who raised Jesus from the dead and gives new life to our mortal bodies, and say to him, Lord, give us new life in Christ. Father, through baptism we have been buried with your Son and have risen with him in his resurrection. May grant that we may walk in the newness of life, so that when we die, we may live with Christ forever. Provident Father, you have given us the living bread that has come down from heaven and which should always be eaten worthily. Grant that we may eat this bread worthily and be raised up to eternal life on the last day. Lord, you sent an angel to comfort your Son in his agony. Give us the hope of your consolation when death draws near. You delivered the three youths from the fiery furnace. Free your faithful ones from the punishment they suffer for their sins. I pray especially that you be there to comfort Oscar's family, and that you grant him the grace of trust in your divine love and mercy in Christ Jesus at the hour of his death, and that you continue to help him in cleaning away the baggage of any disharmonies as he goes through purgatory process of purification. God of the living and the dead, you raised Jesus from the dead. Raise up those who have died spiritually. Raise them spiritually and grant that we may share eternal glory with them. You strengthened Mary at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of your Son. Through her intercession, relieve our distress and strengthen our hope. Gathering all of our prayers and praises into one, let us pray and offer the Father our prayers in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord of mercy, hear our prayer. May our brother Oscar, whom you called your son on earth, enter the kingdom of peace and light, where your saints live in glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.